Welcome back, everybody, to our Let's Talk Green County program presented by the Community State Bank in Peyton. This is Coltrane Carlson, and we're joined once again by our U.S. House of Representative, Congressman Steve King, as we're getting ready for the 2019 legislative session to begin running once again. We do want to predicate this interview by stating that we recorded it prior to the federal government shutdown, so there is no questions regarding that particular aspect. But again, we want to thank the Congressman for being on our program here today. And first question up here for the congressman was going to be about the House transition leadership. Now that the Democrats are taking control of the House of Representatives, can you speak to us a little bit about that change in leadership, first of all, Congressman King?
Well, I start out by quoting the famous Yankees catcher Yogi Berra, deja vu all over again. I can see in my mind's eye what Nancy Pelosi is stepping up to the rostrum, taking the gavel from John Boehner to become the Speaker of the House. And this scenario will be a little bit different because it won't be John Boehner this time. But I do think that she will be the speaker. I remember some of the things that she did in that four-year period of time. One of them was to force feed Obamacare to us all. That was really a very intense battle trying to stop that. And also, she opposed the war efforts going on in Iraq and in Afghanistan, primarily Iraq, I should say, and forced a number of votes on the floor that I believe were designed to unfund, underfund, or undermine our troops. And that was all, I thought, for political purposes. She went over and met with Bashar Assad, dictator of Syria, sat in his palace, and they projected those pictures all over the world. So I have those memories. Hmm. And the other is that the personal relationship with Nancy Pelosi is not bad. We've never had a cross word. We're always friendly and polite to each other. I don't think we do a lot of business together. I don't have a personality axe to grind with her in that fashion. But it's going to be a long, hard slog, and the Senate has to be the backstop. And I think that they will probably push some things through that the president will end up vetoing, and then we'll have to step up, depending on the issue, of course, and perhaps sustain the president's veto. So that's about what I expect will come. And an interesting piece will be with Obamacare going down the path of a potential final decision by the United States Supreme Court. Will they try, and the House Democrats, to bring some things on health care that they think would be a better solution? Be interesting to see if they have any better ideas after 9 years of Obamacare being in place. Look for more contention and a lot of hearings. And that piece I should have touched a little more on. I serve on the Judiciary Committee as well as Agriculture and Small Business. And I sat in that committee room, 2141 of the Rayburn Building, for 3 days. I'd be 20 years ago. It was the 7th and 8th and 9th of December. And they were the last 3 days of the impeachment hearing of Bill Clinton. Huh. And so I thought I was better off there than I was sitting in the conference that I went out there to attend. Those are some very distinct memories to me. Now I anticipate that we're likely to get impeachment hearings maybe 3 or 4 or 5 months into this next term. And that was an ugly scenario when it was Bill Clinton. It'll be a very ugly scenario if it's Donald Trump. So there's much investigation that goes on. They've announced some 80 different investigations. That means that they will bring witnesses in, and out of 4 witnesses, we get to pick one, they pick 3. Fair enough. That's how we handle it also when we're in the majority. It's going to be a real chore to try to get the truth out when the agenda changes and the gavels pass over into other sets of hands. And some of those folks are, they're not very gentle with the way they approach things, but we'll see how this thing unfolds. It's just, it's not going to be the most fun time, but I'm glad that I have the background and the experience to see it coming and at least have participated in some of the tactics to try to hold our principles and our agenda together.
All right. Well, as we round out our program here, Congressman, if you wouldn't mind sharing with us any major bills that you'll be kind of looking and working on here as we enter into 2019.
Well, there'd be a few of them. One of them would be full deductibility for everybody's health insurance premium. Hmm. That's something that should have happened in these past couple of Congresses and just could not get it into the agenda for whatever reason. So I'll be trying to get that done. The medical malpractice legislation, which probably doesn't move with Nancy Pelosi as Speaker. Then my New Idea Act, which the acronym IDEA, stands for IDEA, the Illegal Deduction Elimination Act. What it does is that it clarifies that wages and benefits paid to illegals are not tax deductible for federal income tax purposes. And so when the IRS, under this bill, should it become law, the IRS would run the Social Security numbers of the employees through the E-Verify just during a normal audit. And if they cannot be verified through E-Verify, there's a 72-hour notice to cure, like in other legislation. But if they cannot be verified, then the IRS would deny that those wages and benefits paid to that individual as a business expense. That means that those dollars go back into the gross receipts. They show up as net income taxable. And under the previous tax policy, it would take your $10 an hour illegal and turn them into about a $16 an hour illegal with a six-year statute of limitations. So you get an accumulated liability there. And then you get safe harbor if you use E-Verify. Mm-hmm. It's a really clean, neat piece of legislation that actually generates $254 billion in revenue over a 10-year period of time. And then just keep working on trade. And sometime when we get closer to getting agreements signed, I think I'll be able to talk to you about another trade agreement on the private side that could be very, very substantial and maybe surpass the trade agreement with Taiwan that I've got so much effort and time put into. And Taiwan's $2.8 billion a year, plus another 37% on the soybean side. And they told us, the Taiwanese told us, that 90% of the corn and soybeans that they're purchasing on an annual basis are coming out of Iowa. So that's two trips to Taiwan and gave them the tour through the state and multiple other approaches. And I think we've got long-term friends that will buy from us for a long time. And I want to set that up with other interests in other countries to numbers that perhaps exceed the ones that the Taiwan purchases. And so we'll do that and open up the Chinese trade and get that done. And I'll be working more closely with the executive branch and perhaps the judicial branch, because I think the avenues to success in the legislative will be shut down more than we've seen them over the last number of years.
And that's our guest for today's Let's Talk Green County program, presented by the Community State Bank in Payton, here with our U.S. Congressman Steve King joining us once again. Community State Bank in Payton is an independent, locally owned bank in business since 1956. Back with more here on the Raccoon Valley Radio Network.